Riots have broken out in Venezuela following the presidential election. We speak to one of South Africa's election observers in that country right now, Mr. Madala Masuku. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon. I don't know whether it's an afternoon or morning. Good afternoon.
It's afternoon here.
It's afternoon. Yes, good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners.
Sir, how many South African election observers are there?
Oh, there's a number of them, but those that we interacting with mostly is around 25, and they are invited by different people. Yeah.
Okay. You are the deputy SG of the South African Communist Party. Where are the others from?
We have got the general secretary of COSATU, and we also Comrade Obed Babela from the ANC. They are members of Contralesa here, and members of the Kasuva, the campaign network against and blockade in Venezuela and also in the other areas. But with us here, if we talk about the alliance, the three of us. I was saying that it's ourselves from the SACP, and they say Comrade Obed Babela from the ANC, this General Secretary of COSATU, Soli Petra, and we also have Contralesa around here. They're invited by different institutions. We also have Abahlali Basem John Dolo from KZN, and invited by another. IEC officials, I saw them here. They are invited by the Electoral Council and the SADC, Electoral Body. I met a number of them here also as well.
Okay. And you were all on the ground at the polling stations. Can you please tell us what you observed?
It's a very exciting system that they've been building over time. They had a lot of voters. Voters came in their numbers. By 6 o'clock, there was just so many long lines. According to us, wherever we've gone, it looks like this. It was a normal national elections, good relationship between people and the officials that are responsible for the elections. And what was also exciting, we went inside there. And we just think that in South Africa we could have that. You walk in there as a voter, you give in your ID, and they, like the usual thing that they do with us. But in them, they've got an additional one. You put in your thumb in an electronic loop. And then when you put in your thumb, it confirms that you are, and it opens the boot for you to actually vote there. When you arrive there, because they are using both the manual and the electronic system for checking. So when you go into the booth, it only opens for you, and it shows you, here are the candidates. Do you want, which one do you choose? You choose, and it says, are you sure? and then you press. But after pressing, you also come up with a slip that you put into the box that shows who did you vote for, and you put it in a slip. And exciting is that when the voting is done, the number pops in for how many people actually put in their thumb that are confirmed, and then it gives you how many people voted and who voted for who. So the results, immediately they are closing, they just showed in the screen. So when they talk about counting, I think you have heard about counting. The counting, the numbers are actually out, but the counting they're talking about, they've got in their constitution that they are supposed to do verification. And the minimum they have, they say, for you to verify, just take 30% randomly and then check if what is in the box is actually related to that. But they have decided to do 80% of that. So the result that they were announcing was saying, we have got the electronic result. We have verified them. We have put in 80%. So it's important that, please, you know that the violence, the protest, is about the protesters saying, "Oh no, we might have been robbed. Count the other 20%." So it's not about the rest. To verify the 100% rather than the only 80%. So that's where they are now.
So it's
exciting.
Where you were, and from what you could see, you didn't pick up any irregularities.
No, we didn't pick up anything. We don't know. I mean, if people want to do irregularities, they are probably not going to show you. But we're just saying the system itself, the way it is, it just nullify that. Because if you say, if the system comes out electronically, they show you these are the numbers, and they say, don't announce the result before you do 30. And then they announce at 80. And the protesters are saying, no, don't you didn't verify 100%, so verify 100%. So to us, it's like, oh, well, they say it's neither here or there. Because if they were contesting that when we were verifying there were problems, then it was something else.
So we are obviously seeing some footage of a rioting there.
Yeah.
Is it as bad as it looks?
No, there is riot. There are riots here. And they started very small, and they escalated. And we're talking to some journalist who are sharing to us that she went into the other area where they've got a stronghold of the opposition. And it was where there were many, it was violence, and there were people that got affected in that. So there is that response like that. We know that it is like that. But on our part, we say, because we are here ourselves as this participative, I have said, like, for instance, myself, I've been here many times. So to read and understand how that system is. And we also share views on how to behave people that are actually serving the people and are serving in the interest of the people. So share notes. So when you come here, it's not like a friend. You just think of a friend. You tell the friend, I'm not happy. Like last time, we pointed out on something and they have improved it now.
And what was that? What was that?
What we had pointed out, it was the last time what they were having is that they were having, I think the physical, when you enter the physical verification, the list, to say, in as much as you have it in an electronic, can you show it in a list so that you can, if anything goes wrong and you get hacked, you are able to go back to the list and be able to make cross references to whether your system was consistent or not. And they did that.
So yeah. You satisfied the system is not fallible when it comes to the counting?
Yeah, it looks like, when you look at it, it's like that because, you have got party agents on our side. We have party agents who are watching. They have those. And then beyond that, they have got party agents who are IT specialists coming from the different parties. So when they say they are verifying, they actually verify the experts are there and say, yes, there hasn't been any hacking. There hasn't been any disturbance in these numbers. So when they say they are verified, it's not like officials on their own doing it. It's experts of the different party. So we can't, maybe later on, because technical people are there, they are busy with that, when they conclude, maybe they will be able to say, yeah, maybe they, but to us, how possible is that? If I come from the Communist Party and I'm guarding the interests of the Communist Party, why would I have a problem if something is not actually done correct? All of them are agreeing that it's done correct. The 30% they've done right. The 80% they've done right. They just want the 20% to be concluded. So it's not about the system. So it's like, we just want to satisfy ourselves that it's fully done. But to an ordinary person, like an ordinary person in the street who has been suffering blockade, has been hungry, And others are like their families are outside of here trying to find up for life. That doesn't mean anything. That those facts are not meaning anything. I'm hungry, and this government has been here, and my conditions are not right. And then you have that. It's not only us. There are 900 observers from about 100 countries here. So they are also having they're doing that opinion. And according to them, when we interact with them yesterday, they didn't seem to be having anything to be done with to do with that. And what was interesting was that even even my tutor himself, he addressed us and he said, "No, these are elections, Venezuelan elections. There are people from Venezuela. I have a view, and we have a view with my party in terms of how they must run there. But they are the ones who decide. And I'm ready. If they take me out, I'm ready to accept that. And I've accepted that many times. So it should not be a problem." So for me, when you have leaders saying that, I don't know what could be that. It's bad.
So the complaints about or the allegations about fraud comes from the main opposition party. Is that correct?
Yeah, it comes from the opposition party. But it comes from the opposition party. But we must also be clear. In this country, the contestation is not only the people alone. There's contestation even of other, interests from other countries, because this country is rich, and I don't think South Africans know how rich this country is. It has got petroleum, it has got oil, and it has been living on oil. It has got mineral deposits that haven't been touched. So you can imagine that everybody is fighting for this. It has got, by the way, it's a region that supply, that has got abundance of water that they need, they can supply to the northern part of the country. So it's all these. So the interests are actually contesting there. We should not leave out that aspect.
So tell us, which foreign interests do you think are competing here?
Yeah, we do have the West, and we're going there, and the U.S. is clear about it. Has been there, there's been fighting, and even the blockade was about it. Even now, although in the background, they're now negotiating to settle that difference that they're having. And then you have others that are friends of the U.S., your Paraguay, your Uruguay, your Peru government, and you've got all those Dominican Republic, who are also throwing weight around, they need that. And others, in our political analysis, ourselves as the Communist Party, is that one of the things that we've seen is that there are political jealousies. So there's a group that is moving and so with the people who are Chavistos. So within the Chavistos, we also have others. And we are not better Chavistos. We are better Chavistos ourselves, and think that you are betraying the cause of our Chavisto. And we also have others that are saying, we are not these Chavistos that are left and they are socialists and all these, don't want to see that nonsense, and we think that government must change. So it's a normal societal engagement that you see around here. And you can't say this one is right. The only right thing is whether are they complying with their own constitutions and the framework of their electoral act. That's where we end. And according to us, is that all the system that they put, they have complied with the electoral act, and they complied with what is required in their constitution. So the other thing is just contestation.
Okay. You have obviously engaged with citizens, people on the ground. What are living conditions like there now, and what's the mood?
The living conditions here, they are unilateral, like sanctions. So if we were to leave Venezuelans on their own, they've been using their petrol, subsidize for the education, for the allow companies to have a investment. They've got a very interesting arrangement here that when you come in to invest, 30% is for us, with the people. So we'll have a shareholding of 30% as government and the people. So that money, they put it like, you know, at home, you had a president talking about the sovereign fund. So they put that like a sovereign fund for the development of community. So it becomes part of that budget that they're having. But now, because of the sanction, they're not producing on. They have moved down to very low levels of production of oil, and the inflation has moved very high. One orange now is like 40 cents. The last time I came here, there was when the PSUV, the governing party lost the elections that time. They lost it because of toilet paper. So there was a protest by business that was supplying toilet paper, because they were all American companies, and they decided to close the warehouses, and people were angry, and they voted out the government. So it's there are a lot of dynamics that are dealing with here, which we as a country can learn on, in order how to make sure that in the future we should serve their interest. But what we like about the president that has been elected is his interaction, his connection with the people is incredible. You know, you talk to him, he addresses us as international bodies who are like in the room, 1,000 over 1,000, and we're sitting there, and address us and say, welcome, and the elections are here. Please help us where they are. You might have observed problems. It's a want to improve, because our forefathers said, forebearers said, we must serve the people, and we must make sure that we are serving them within the governance principle. Assist us to deal with that when we are around. And then there he is sitting, talking to us, and he says, hang on, there are a lot of calls coming in here, and it looks like it's coming to from a specific area. There might be people having a problem. Can you give me some few minutes to answer? He answers the call there, and he talks to those people as we are talking to him, and he says, oh, that. There was a problem. A minister saw it, so can you quickly go to that area and assist that people, get your people to go there. So it's like very exciting. I mean, very exciting. I mean, yesterday when he was accepting the elections, he's talking to the nation, he's talking to the observers after the electoral. He says, oh, I'm worried. In a very short time, I've got 200 WhatsApps. Or 200 WhatsApp, there must be a crisis in the country. Can you give me just to chat through and see what it is? And he showed one or two things. And then he says, do you allow me to send a voice note to them? Please. And then he says, please, I'm talking to our people that are coming from outside here where I am. Like you have seen me in the TV. Please, can I give you so and so? Can you talk to so and so that when we finish here, you can finish up? But what? You know, it's out of the planes. It's just blow your mind.
How long are you still going to be there, sir?
There would be there between, by tomorrow, we'll be going back.
Coming back.
Yeah, okay. I'll be coming.
Well, I hope you make it to the airport. There's no disturbance on the way to the airport.
I'm hoping. I think they do manage, because there are people that are managing. One of the questions that they ask the president was to say, there is protest outside and people are being disturbed. Why do you allow that? He says, no, we are in a democracy. We've got two phases. We need to engage with the people and check what it is that they are having a problem with. It's only those that go incorrigible beyond, because there might be people that are doing things without understanding what this is. We must explain to them, how is this process going? And maybe they might have said something that is that you didn't do right, and you must accept that. And I say,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was Mr. Madala Masuku, the Deputy SG of the South African Communist Party, speaking to BizNews after the presidential election in Venezuela. Thank you, sir. on
Thank you very much, Chris. Take care.